Good evening, Patriots. How's everybody doing? Just checking for sound 5-5. I've got a little different setup tonight. Everybody good? Excellent. Okay. Well, it's been quite a few days here. It's almost like, wow, what's going on, man? We have all sorts of crazy stuff going on. We just got back, as you know, from... Actually, I'm not quite back yet. But I'm headed back after the conference this weekend, which was just absolutely amazing. We had a really excellent time. We learned a lot, and it's really set us up well for Bard's Fest, which I think we all know. So let's kick off with our public service announcements. Right off the top of the list is Bard's Fest. October 26th to October 29th, you got to get your tickets. We've got the huge assembly of patriots in the name of God in St. Charles, Missouri. That's going to be 26th to the 29th of August in St. Charles, Missouri. Two locations, one mission: bring God back to this country. And I mean truly, it is. We are praying for it to be the greatest revival in human history, and I think we're going to do it. So much to do between now and then, so please keep your prayers up. It's amazing what we're up against. But I'm going to tell you, we are really, really rocking it and doing a great job. Next on our list is our favorite, Mike Lindell, MyPillow. And by the way, Patriots, they have one heck of a sale going on right now with your special promo code BARDS, B-A-R-D-S. Yeah, that's that. Give me a B, give me an A, give me an R, give me a D, give me this. So that Bard's promo code. Get on over there to MyPillow. They've got a special on towels right now. It's an amazing special. All the cotton is grown in the United States. And it's an amazing special. Just go down and I haven't even looked at it for a couple of days. So I can't even tell you what it is. I should know. It's like, oh, yeah, you got this amazing special, but I can't tell you. But anyway, it is an amazing special on towels that's just for the radio listeners. And if you go down to that square on the page that says radio listeners down there, you'll see that they've got a special box for all of us podcasters, radio listener specials right there. And when you get there, you're going to find a six-piece towel set for $39.99 with your promo code. Six-piece towel set for $39.99 for your towel with your promo code. And you can also still save 40% off your slippers because you need my slippers. You're going to have my slippers for the Slipper Revolution Day. So get on over there as well to my slippers. So Bards promo code, MyPillow, MyPillow.com, and you're rocking it. Well, Patriots, one thing that I think that we have to really reflect on, and at this moment it's a pretty profound time that we're in. There's no question that what we're facing is an increasing level of evil that's really beyond most of what we've ever thought possible. We've had the discovery over the weekend that Dr. Tenpenny has been being monitored by NSA, which is, and I guess I should be surprised, but I'm not. You know, we are dealing with a dirtbaggery that's unbelievable. And that, along with about what they're calling the, you know, 12, they're identifying 12 primary voices that are going after the injection bioweapon, and she's on that list. We have to come to the place to understand that our nation is no longer ours. That what has happened is in the past 6 or 8 months, they've come full force into the open. The nation has now turned itself completely against the people, the leadership, and they will do anything they can to force the destruction of humanity and the pushing of the agenda for transhumanism. And that's where we sit right now. So we really have to start accepting that we're rebuilding and we're not trying to preserve. It's a big difference. There is no stopping them at this point, other than when I say that, there is no stopping their intensity. These people will do anything they can to destroy lives, and they're trying to do that with Dr. Tenpenny. They're also ramping up a number of smear campaigns against her. And it's only just beginning. If they're targeting her, they're going to target every other voice, including myself. And so the way through this, as always, is to begin centering ourselves back on that center point of God and faith. The one thing that we have to be clear is that as believers in Jesus Christ and as our strength in our faith, it does not translate to us being doormats. We're not going to be run over and pushed over and treated like the garbage to be thrown out with the next recycle campaign. Our intensity and our place with God is strength, and our belief in Christ is strength. Christ was the ultimate warrior, and he was able to walk empty-handed throughout the times, engaging people and confronting evil without any fear. And I think that's the first and foremost thing, is that everybody has to get to an understanding that we are living in a time where we have to have no fear. And when we have faith in God, we have no fear. That is the most important lesson I think we can all take and have to continue to remind ourselves of as we face this unbelievable tyranny that's in our country. It's hard to get our heads around just how intense our lives have become when we consider where we were and where we are today and how quickly it happened. And this is very much like Bosnia, where one day they were shopping and the next day they were getting shot going to the store. The difference in this fight is that right now we don't see the enemy and we don't feel the sniper rounds hitting us, but they're using information and they're using all the tools of technology to do just the same thing. This is one of the most difficult wars we could possibly be in because we can't identify always who the agents of terror are, but they're there and they're lurking, and you end up with what appears to be an invisible enemy. That doesn't change our role or our mission. We have to begin this fight with an absolute love for God and our commitment to God in all things and letting him guide us, because this army that he's standing up is an army that's unlike any army we've ever seen. This is an army where strength comes from caring, giving, loving, where strength builds from the gifting through our gifts and talents, whether it's podcasting, whether it's creating music, whether it's the simple act of baking bread for somebody, whether it's the act of changing somebody's tire, repairing their engine, we're doing a different type of warfare. And this warfare is the warfare that literally breaks down those cold hearts in that darkness and exposes darkness to light. It shows people a fearlessness as we confront this evil, knowing that through this fearlessness, we also never become or stoop to their level. Their level of absolute wretchedness, evil, terror, threat, whatever. And the center point of all of that is that we are not of this world. Once we accept Christ in our lives, we are no longer of this world. That's not an easy thing to accept. And it's not an easy place to live. But it's a place that you have to discipline yourself on and constantly reinforce. Because once we detach from the controls of this world, and we start to realize that what's around us, the material things, the latches that are put around us through our salaries, our taxation, the fear of reputation or reputation damage, once we go to those places and accept that none of that matters, that our relationship with God is pure, they have no control over you. One of the biggest threats that they like to do, and they are going to do a lot of it, is to try to destroy people's character. And destroying people's character is one thing that they absolutely revel in, because they enjoy seeing people squirm. They enjoy the pain. They revel in it. And it's not anything you can ever give them. They want to see people shirk back and hide. They want to see people step out of the limelight and be afraid that they're going to be exposed for something in their background. Let them. What's it matter? When we walk with God, two things that we have to remember. Once you accept Christ, whatever has happened in the past is forgiven. We have to do that too. Whatever is out there makes no difference, because we are based on how God presents these people to us and presents each other to us in the pureness of our hearts. When we move forward with God, there can be no fear for our reputation, because we're in God's light. What do these dirtbags have over us? Nothing. What do they have to offer? Nothing. So what we're worried about really is our material and presence in this world of how others see us. But if we've accepted Christ and our relationship with God is pure, we're all in that boat together. And there is nothing for us to worry about. You might have to do some explaining. How many times have I had to explain my episode 64? If you haven't heard it, listen to it. It's my testimony. And I gave that testimony again at Pastor McLeod's show, and I just gave it again when I was at the festival or the Patriot Rally in Anaheim, and in one of the podcast interviews I did. It's okay. Who cares? It's part of our story, and our stories are really what define us, and the most beautiful part about that statement is as we embrace the glory of our stories, we become stronger. And as we become stronger through our experiences, they absolutely will not, cannot do anything to you. Nothing. So stand tall. There is nothing to worry about. It is a challenging time. They are going to do everything they can. And when they start to dig down to go after your personal issues, they truly, truly are desperate. And these people are desperate. Whatever that deadline was of July 4th, they failed. They were supposed to have 70% or 75% of the public injected. It didn't happen. In fact, numbers suggest that they're sub 40% in total success. That's great news. And that's great news because that means we're winning this fight. And we have to continue to press into this fight and press in hard. Don't give in. Don't give up ever. These are truly dirtbags we are dealing with. The most wretched of wretched. They revel in the pain. They revel in the destruction they bring to people. And they think, worst of all, they think that they're superior to us and that God is inferior to them. We know better, but that's the world in which we live. So we have to take this time that we're going through right now. We have to take it with a measure of calm. We have to take it with a measure of reverence for all that God has given us. And we have to absorb everything that we have in this world that God has gifted us, and to understand that we are here for this time. That's the most amazing part about all of this, is we are literally here in this time for this time. Now, I'm really blessed right now because, as we all know we have an amazing Patriot artist, guitarist, Brian Kahanek, and I'm with him right now, and so that's going to be an upcoming interview too, by the way. And he is an amazing Patriot, and we were having a lot of conversations about this today, just about the power of our tools and our gifts that we're given. Brian is an amazing musician, and with that, it's his gift and talent that he brings to this fight that is exactly where he belongs. As another person has a gift and a talent, maybe it's poetry, maybe it's art, maybe it's organization, maybe it's growing a garden, but don't underrate what those gifts and talents are, and if anything, embrace them more right now and use them as the weapons in this warfare. There is going to be tough times as they try to squeeze down on us, and they're desperate to try to maintain control of a system that is collapsing all around them. Just pay attention to all the things that are failing. Hyperinflation, gas prices out of control. And they're fearful because they know that each day more information is coming out about what their true agenda is. That's why they're going after the lead voices in that destruction, which is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. They're not touching General Flynn right now because they think they've got that one won. They think that they can hold on to the election. And even when they realize that they're starting to get more desperate, they change the narrative and they focus it on something else. So right now, part of that shift is to go after Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. And they're going to make a big issue about this. So on one hand, we have to keep her in our prayers. And on the other hand, we have to absolutely wage war on their lies to break through that matrix that they're trying to put upon people and let people realize just how much they're being lied to and deceived and walked down a path which is ultimately destruction. This agenda is very dark. It's an agenda to not only corrupt the human body, but even today there was an announcement, and it's doing the most amazing things to the human body, which we don't understand. But apparently, now surgeries across the nation are starting to have to separate people who have had the injection, identify that before they go into surgery, because one of the main sutures that's used to close wounds is somehow degrading on people that have had injections. It's literally falling apart and wounds are opening up and not healing. They're literally destroying the human body. And we don't know what that's about. We don't even know what the biological issues are internally to people that's causing that. But this injection is apparently causing lots of problems. So this is where I want to kind of focus our attention as we move towards this conclusion tonight. And it's us being aware of what we manifest. We're in a place right now, I truly believe, that we're becoming more powerful than we've ever imagined. We're embracing and becoming closer to who we as humanity are and who we as God's children truly are. You've heard me say many times, and I believe, that we just have no clue how powerful we are. So it's important for us to keep very close in faith, very away from fear, and very clear that whatever is happening is them, not us. And we have to keep those things separated. I'm going to take this a little further. When we take this concept of moving a mountain from here to there, that concept of faith is a powerful mechanism within us in a relationship with God. And so it's important when we consider, for example, the idea of fear, what will fear do? Well, one of the great things fear does is it creates a different picture of a reality. It turns joy into anxiety. It turns grace into pain. It does all the opposites of what God intends. This is where we have to be very, very careful, and we have to be very diligent in our relationship with God and through prayer. If we are going to dig too deep into truth, and we are also being driven by fear when we discover truth, truth no longer becomes truth. It becomes a trap. When we walk fearlessly in these places, it doesn't matter what we learn about the vaccine. It's just another data point to show that this was an agenda to destroy humanity. But when we take that injection, as we've been talking about it, and if those mechanisms become a fear, we start to worry about if they're going to come knocking at our door and forcing it, what's going to happen to the blood supply, all these things that are out here that I've heard people talk about. We have to be very careful that those items that we start to worry about don't become parts of the fears that drive this other reality. There is two worlds right now before us. They're a bifurcated world, and we're seeing it. Those that are on the injection side and those that are on God's side. And so we have to remain very pure on that walk with God and very strong in that. That means we're not affected by those things that they're doing. I'll tell you honestly, if I was somebody on the cabal right now, knowing that I was going to be facing judgment ultimately and that I was losing, the one thing that I would do is I would every once in a while seed another element of this vaccine, this injection. I might even create a special one just to cause problems for a certain number of people, knowing that the power in which we have to manifest realities, that power that God's given us to literally move a mountain from here to there, could be used against us. And that's where I want you to kind of wrap this around tonight that's so important. If we were not so important, why do they spend so much time and effort to try to destroy us? But they don't destroy us. They're trying to get us to destroy ourselves. That is the key piece to this entire fight. Everything that the cabal has done has been based on free will. The free will for us to choose our own destruction. And they keep feeding us those loops to destroy ourselves. They don't destroy us. We destroy us. We make the choices. We make the bad choices. We make the choices based on deception because we trust them. When all along we should never have trusted any man, we should have only be trusting in God. That is the most important component of all of this. Our country was built on a moral law framework, meaning we are all accountable to God, and in the process, God gave us unalienable rights. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That cannot be taken away. It can not be taken away by any man or any tyrant or any woman, for that matter. But yet we've allowed that to happen. We've allowed these petty tyrants to dictate to us what the terms are of our release from our personal incarceration. We've allowed them to tell us when we can open businesses and when we can't. They've used their mechanisms of tyranny to try to force people to comply. But notice the one thing they haven't done is forced the injection. Because somehow in this rule of the world, that violates one of the principal tenets of free will. They need people to take this injection on their own free will, and so they use deception. And even though there's truth all around, the greatest thing they can do is to fan the flames of fear. Once that happens, and once people accept fear, people cease to hear truth and they walk blindly into the darkness. Our greatest challenge then is to awaken them from that. Because this is not a small army that we're building. We have a significant remnant, but we have to build God's army through bringing back his children and bringing as many back as possible. So as we move forward here, patriots, it is essential that we anchor ourselves in that fearless place of our relationship with God and through Christ to the Father. Fearless, I mean truly fearless. There is no fear there when we're standing with God. And when we are able to stand fearlessly in this place, nothing that they do, no data points of this injection, none of that is any worry to us because it's them trying to use us to generate more fear. We can't be that mechanism. We have to put a stop to that. So when they come out with more information, which we're going to learn of more things that this injection is doing, we simply need to pray more. And we simply need to pray not for a change in this as much as a change in the hearts of the people that aren't listening. Focus on the heart. Focus on that center point of God's engine in the body. It's a beautiful piece, the heart. And as we do that through our prayers and we do that through the many things we do, we elevate up the many and we take away the power of the few. They are using right now, as I said, the mechanisms of truth to become a weapon by using the mechanisms of truth that become the tools of fear. As we reveal more about the details of their diabolical plan, it is diabolical at all levels. They know that people will take that in. they will see truth and then suddenly begin to panic, have anxiety, begin to build these amazing stories in their head about what will happen to them and start believing in, and start even worshiping these false dreams or imaginations of, say, police raiding your home or being denied food to things. We have to stop. That absolutely has to stop. Our focus has to continually be towards the heart, towards love, towards healing, and towards the power of God Almighty. And when we walk in that place, we walk like Christ. We walk fearlessly as the warrior of Christ. We walk purely as the warrior of Christ without any hesitation. There's nothing they can do to us. The most amazing thing about that walk in Christ, and to the very end, is he never wavered. He had no fear. He had perhaps a small moment of doubt when he walked in the garden. It's okay. We all do. That was the human part of him coming through. But in the end, he was fearless. And how many soldiers did they send to get one man because they were fearful of one man? This is the power of walking with Christ in our heart. This is the power of standing up boldly to the cabal. And we have to remember how strong we are. We can't let a few dirtbags try to dictate to us what God's freedoms are to us. We have to stand. We have our duty to throw off this tyrannical government. And we have to do that through a means that God would intend, using our gifts and talents to overcome their fears and their destructions. Because together, as we do that, we truly heal this land. We have a long ways to go, and I don't make any bones about that, and I don't like to paint false pictures, and you know that. But where we are headed is victory. Don't kid yourself. What that victory looks like, I don't know. How long that victory takes, I don't know. But one thing I do know is every one of us has already had victory as long as we accept Christ in our heart. So if we have victory and God's given us that gift, what do we have to fear? Nothing. And it's that simple. So it's time, patriots. We've got to be loud. We have to be fearless. We have to expose these people. We have to stand to them. We can pray with them. We can stand in their face and sing hymn. We can do whatever we want in those terms of what God would want us to do, using our gifts and talents to just absolutely crush them. And as we do, they will scurry away like rats. They'll start like hyenas. They'll start to pack up like they do. They're worthless. They're spineless. They'll pack up like they do. They'll try to go after the things that they think that you will hurt you. They'll try to get your pride. They'll try to get your vanity. They'll try to get your reputation. They'll try to expose all the evil in your background. And they will fail. And they will fail miserably. Because in all of this, we know who we are. We know where we stand, and we know what it is to walk with God. We've won this war in our hearts, in our relationship through Christ to the Father. We've won this. Now our mission is to secure this land, to take back this land in the name of God Almighty, and to occupy this land, and to not let them have it again. And that doesn't just stay with here in the United States. This is every patriot in the world. Every patriot in the world is standing boldly in the name of Christ. This is what we do. We march together. We stand together. We pray together. And we crush this evil together, ruthlessly, and drive it from this world. It's time to really be that bold. It's time to call out what is, to call out truth as we see it, not shirk away and hide, to be proud of who we are, to be proud of what we worship and who we worship. We are the children of God, and right now, in many ways, we are a remnant, but it's a beautiful remnant because God has us as this remnant because he's known all along he could trust us, he could count on us to continue leading that fight, carrying that banner of Christ. And as we do that, we bring more to our side and more stand, more awaken, and more return to him on their knees, praying for forgiveness and accepting Christ in their heart for salvation. There is no greater battle and greater success in all of that. No greater mission. So this is where we have to celebrate, raise our hands, and truly praise God for all that we have. He's put us here for this time. Whatever you do, wherever you are, do not fear. We've got this. God's with us. We're walking with Christ, and there is no way they can ever harm us. Now, I leave you with this before we pray. There was a quote I read once in a book of illusions. Not everybody likes the quote, but it's something I want you to think about. It went like this. We're all going to die a horrible and painful death, so enjoy the walk along the way and laugh. Patriots, we know we've won this. It doesn't matter what they do to us. Christ is with us. God is with us. Take the fear and throw it out the window. Stand boldly in the face of this evil, and let's crush it, because that is right where we need to be. So, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we come together, this assembly of amazing minds, amazing hearts, and the dedication we have to you and all the love you bring to us and all that has been sacrificed in our name. Lord, we're blessed by what has been given. We're blessed to be awake, to see what is before us. We are blessed truly, Lord, to have eyes to see and ears to hear. We are truly in a time when nothing is hidden, and the more that we push into this evil, the more that it is exposed. And as things are exposed, we find the truths and the paths ahead that only you can provide, and with the pathways and strength that only you can give. We thank you for this time and gift of being here. We're humbled by all that you've provided for us to be here in this time, and the many patriots that have assembled, and most importantly, Lord, we truly are humbled before you, knowing that you are with us and we are with you in a way never as we have never lived before. So give us strength, Lord, as we step forward. Give us the power of prayer, the power of commitment, the strength in our walk, that strength in our stand. And let us never bow and never waver into evil. And we say these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. So, patriots, we'll leave you with this tonight. Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. We have nothing to fear except fear itself. And fear is a liar, so don't accept it. Let us stand strong. Let us start moving forward now. It is time to expose this evil even more. And as they try to crush down on our fellow patriots that are leading the fight for truth, let us rally behind them. When they say they have found the disinformation 12 and they put Dr. Tenpenny on that list, let them hear that they didn't find 12. They just found 300 or 3,000 or 30,000 or 300,000, because we all stand in that name and in that place. Let them know that they aren't just taking one, that for every one they take down, there's 100 more, 1,000 more that will stand. This is our time to rise, and they need to understand that there is no silencing the truth. There is no stopping what is coming. There is no stopping the power of God's children, the glory of Christ, or the power of God himself. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil, never relent. Always press into the fight. This is a glorious fight. Prayers up, patriots. Prayers of strength, prayers of relationship with God. We press in hard. And in the end, we know one thing. God is with us. He'll never forsake us. And God always wins. So have a very blessed night. I'll see you tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Pacific, 8 a.m. Eastern. Until then, or until the next time, thank you. Good night. God bless. And out for now.
Oh, I want to feel something. I just want to breathe.